When I was in, I mean, different times, like in Ojai especially, I was going through some scenes, and it was always like the movie. I kind of like, I'd be like in meditation, just meditating on it, like seeing the scene. I'd sort of speak. And some of the very emotional parts, I'd notice I was speaking all the different lines. I'd be speaking all the different lines. And sometimes, like really, like something which American males never do, like crying, like you got so emotional, just like, it was very, it was a very positive, happy experience, but just going through all these different scenes. And sometimes when I was typing, I'd notice that, like after the fact, I'd notice that for 15 or 20 minutes, I'd been speaking as I was typing. I'd be typing dialogues and actually speaking to myself all the lines and really feeling them. And then when you go back and edit it, it's like you get all this out because you're creating a world. And then you have to edit it, especially because, from my point of view, it is not the role of a writer simply to hold a mirror up to the world. Because, I mean, of course, you have to be realistic and show this is the way the world is, but there has to be redemption. Simply to hold a mirror up, it's like, in fact, what you find is that, quote-unquote, artists, people that tend to look boldly and courageously at the way the world really is, all the nasty things, and they write these, you know, harshly realistic stories, they tend to be very degraded. Like communities of artists, writers, both, they tend to be promiscuous, drugged. I mean, they're not getting purified by all their mirrors. So the purpose of art is actually to elevate people, like Handel said. Not merely to entertain people or even to hold a mirror up, but to actually say, okay, this is the way the world is, this is the way the world could be. This is the way the world could be. And to hold up like a model. Like here's something to aspire to. Here's what you could be, and hopefully to inspire the reader. And so, so in order to write a story that really not only shows what the world is, but what the world could be, what the world should be, and what's possible in life, if we really cultivate virtue and wisdom, you have to balance the book, the characters, you have to have good characters, so you have to sort of edit out your own, do you know what I mean? I mean, your own, what's the word, bent axles, or how to put it, like those character traits, or those recurring themes in the story which are not as healthy as they might be, you have to make them healthy so that the book inspires and elevates. And doing that, it's really like editing yourself. It's really like correcting your own psychology. Because it's been an amazing experience, the writing. That makes sense with it, Renee's? Yeah, it's been a very powerful experience. Of course, writing for Krishna. And ultimately the goal is not simply, you know, psychological self-help, but ultimately the goal is Krishna consciousness, which is the highest emotional self-help, and trying to find out what is, like in Krishna consciousness, the stories, the philosophy, what is universal? What is universal? How do these lessons, these principles, these stories, how do they deeply, powerfully connect with modern people in a different part of the world? How are these stories saying the same thing that people are really concerned about? How are the characters and stories the same people who are walking the streets nowadays? You know, how is it universal? And how do you translate, take that universal element which comes in a foreign vehicle and language, and without compromising it, translate it so that people are just powerfully connecting with the Vedic culture without any obstacle or interference or mediation of just ethnic strangeness. So that's what it is, really. And that, I think, is the real mission of all of us, in a sense. To bring to the people of Earth Krishna consciousness in a way that, like you did with that boy. I mean, you were able to give him probably a really good dose of Krishna consciousness in an appropriate language, in the language of counseling. Yeah. That's what all of us need to do. We all need to, in our own way, in our own fields, be translators.